And this might be a good time to also talk about the difference between what we call good debt and bad debt. You might have heard this philosophy through the Rich Dad series, and that also is unique. There's a school of thought popular now that you should just cut up credit cards, pay everything off, have no debt whatsoever. And that works. That makes sure that you don't have debt. And that's very good if your goal is to be secure. Remember the three things: security, comfort, or rich. But I'll tell you that the rich use debt. They know how to use debt. And in fact, they have a different word for it. They call it leverage. That is the way the rich become wealthy. It's through the use of good debt, which buys assets. The other term might be other people's money. But it's other people's money that's wisely invested. Instead of putting $10,000 worth of a depreciating asset, such as your stereo, on a credit card, they're buying a building that's going to go up in value. And they've had to put a little bit of their money and a lot of somebody else's money in that. And in the meantime, they receive a cash flow off of it. That's the use of good debt.
So, for instance, we were talking about this earlier. They might put $10,000 down as a down payment on the building and borrow the balance. So they are actually buying a $100,000 building, but only paying $10,000 as a down payment. And as a result, they receive a cash flow.
Not only do they get the cash flow, Sharon, but they get the appreciation. Remember, appreciation is where it goes up in value on the entire asset. So if, let's say, in this area, the real estate goes up 5%. They get an increase not just on the $10,000 they put in, but on the entire building. That's what's called using leverage. On the other hand, the person who's gotten a credit card or a car loan or a boat loan, something that's buying a depreciating asset, they have no appreciation. Instead, it's going the other way. Incidentally, the interest rates on those are always higher than the good debt. Isn't that interesting?
That's for sure. If you look at your credit cards, remember to read the fine print. Many of them are upward to 26% on an annual percentage rate, and that is a huge amount of money. Remember what Diane was saying, a $10,000 credit loan at 18% will take you 24 years to pay off. That's an incredible long time. Think of all the other things you could do with that money.